I don't think it's that we don't know our feelings. I think we know our feelings. I think sometimes we don't know the exact reason for our feelings.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got to her. I was like, I get the main thing. To me, this is what I...
You told me you would not be upset with me if you was pregnant with a baby and I had to kill the baby because it was going to either the baby or you. You said you would not resent me at all. You think I believe you know what your feelings are like when you're mad that I leave my sneakers in the bathroom? But me killing a baby, you wouldn't feel no way with me?
First of all,
shut up.
When was the last time I got mad at you for sneakers in the bathroom, bitch?
Sneakers in the bathroom is crazy.
This man.
What's crazy about it?
That's crazy, bro. They don't go in there. What the fuck you in there?
I'm talking about if I get dressed.
He takes everything off and he'll put it on the floor.
If I take everything off to get
in
the shower.
No, but it boggles me.
You still get undressed in the bathroom, though?
No, but it boggles me.
Like with your shoes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Bro, it boggles me because
it won't be my shoes. It'll be slippers, or if I come back from the...
No, slippers is fine. I put these
If I come back from the... Let's start, right?
Okay. I'm going to take this part right here out, but we're going to start from slippers in the shower.
Yeah.
The shoes boggles me, though, because he'll just close in the bathroom, shoes, sneakers, bathing suit, whatever he's wearing, bathing suit. And will take his clothes and leave his shoes. Why not take it all?
Because the shoes don't go in the hamper.
But they also don't go in the bathroom.
Hell, he'll leave it there overnight.
The only reason why I think that's weird is because we go outside and step on shit with our shoes, and then you're going inside the bathroom where you're going to take a shower and the floor is wet.
I have a dog that sleeps on my bed.
She don't sleep on your bed.
I don't.
Also true.
She don't sleep.
Once,
she chills on the bed.
Like, if I see somebody with a dog, and then they have their dog on their couch, on their bed, I'm wearing shoes in your house.
That's fair.
It is fair.
I'm not taking my shoes off.
Mom, if you're listening, I'm going to start wearing shoes in the house.
Bro, if you...
That's valid.
If you look at me and expect me to take my shoes off and I see your dog on your couch and you walk your dog outside...
Yeah.
I'm not...
That's real good.
I'm going to be considered disrespectful because I don't like that.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me.
Because now you got me thinking about winter. Y'all ever get worried that, like, when you take her out for a walk, like, her ass is still shitty and then she gets on the furniture?
Yes.
She has.
It does happen. I don't care about my shoes in the bathroom because our dog put shit
it's
on
not
our
about,
stuff.
For me, it's not about the dirtiness of the shoes. For me, it's not about that. For me, I'll trip over them shoes. His shoes will legit trip me.
And mind you,
that's a hazard, bitch. I'm about to catch a case in your apartment.
Mind you, we talking about this is in the past, right?
Yeah, because I don't have a problem with them anymore.
No, I don't leave my shoes in the bathroom. And if I do and you see it, it's because I went to put my clothes. This is the way my mind works.
You went to the hamper real quick.
I grab my clothes that I could carry because they go in the same spot. The shoes don't go in the same spot. I have to open the door. This is how my brain works. So I have to do it one at a time. My brain just works that way.
Okay.
Because I know there's things I can do at the same time. But I just decided
to multitask.
So I just decided to do it one by one because I feel like I'm doing more on my day. So I go back.
It goes by faster.
If I separate the tasks.
I go back now and I grab the shoes and then I'll throw. You haven't had that complaint. And to prove this point, the other day she tripped over her shoes.
I'll be tight on myself too when I do that.
No, she was going to spaz on me and then.
She kept the same energy. I was like, yo.
She started spazzing on herself because
they were my shoes
she was
that
like,
tripped me.
If this was yours, I'd have been so mad at you. So let me just fake be mad at myself.
No, it's not fake be mad at myself. I really gave it to myself. I was
so
like,
you
dumb
really
ass.
Felt anger.
I really felt like, yo, you dumbass bitch. Why would you leave
this
your
is
shoes
why,
out? Now
this,
you're tripping over your
yo,
own
bro,
shoes.
This
dumbass.
Is why my statement before heading into this pod. I'm going to repeat it. Fuck it. I'm doubling down. Because I think women don't know their feelings.
We do know our feelings.
Right? Because just now she said she would have been angry with me and she had the same energy. I was there. It was 100% wasn't the same energy you would have gave me.
Maybe that's because the energy that I give to you.
Also,
absorb, but the energy that I give to myself, you're observing. So you feel like it's not the same, but it's the same energy from me.
I'm with you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I 100. Shut up. Nah. I 100%.
Welcome. Y'all know what it is already.
Yeah.
Welcome to That's Your Reality.
No.
Oh, you said welcome. I thought that was the.
Come on, man. They know who it is already. I'm not humble.
55 episodes in. Y'all don't need an intro no more.
Yeah, fuck the intro. Welcome to That Shit Reality. No, I'm your crazy host, Chiclet.
It's your girl, Melanie.
Then we got Cobb the Creators on the Unos and Doses.
Yes, sir.
Episode 55.
Yeah.
50-50.
50-50 is crazy.
It's not. It's 55. You got me saying 50-50 now. I'm here like.
You like that, right?
Yeah, we passed 50-50. 55 is like that channel that also comes on channel 10. 55/10. You ever seen that?
Oh, no. Yeah, I have seen
that. That's the weirdest channel ever.
55/10.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is.
It's 10% of 55, so the actual channel is
5.5.
5.5.
Yeah.
That's some good math for y'all.
And that was your episode.
So. What?
I ain't even do nothing.
Okay.
So I just came back from a flight from Georgia, came right into the pod to shoot.
Georgia.
You know what I'm saying? Right off the flight, straight to the pod, didn't go home.
How long was the flight?
2 hours.
Okay. So how we was on point.
How was your trip to Atlanta? I never been over there.
Yeah, me neither.
How was it?
I don't know if it was where I was at.
It was a hostile over there for you? With like the beef going on and shit?
Nah, I went over there to make sure shit was Gucci. Like...
I have to go check in real quick.
Yeah.
I feel you.
So, hey, what's it like in Atlanta,
so,
Georgia?
Future is from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know, he beefing with Drake. So I flew over there real quick to see if they was on timing. But nothing was going on.
Nah, yeah, you was out there for, like, what, 2 days?
2 days. Outposted. What's up? OVO.
Nah, you stupid.
Waited 2 days, yo. Where y'all at?
You know? Nah, since I'm not from there and I wasn't with anybody that's from there, I don't know what was lit. So,
mm-hmm.
To be honest, I felt like I was just like in a regular.
Tourist.
Yeah, I felt like a tourist. There wasn't really much happening or going on.
It was a business trip, no?
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, even like I walked outside and there's just nothing going on. But
you probably was definitely one of them dead areas.
He looked outside and he was like.
I was in the gentrified, like, you know, it was in Midtown. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you was in like the Midtown?
Yeah, I was. Not their Midtown. It is Midtown.
Oh, well, yeah, it's their Midtown. He was in their Midtown.
It was in Midtown. In Atlanta.
Atlanta's Midtown.
Yeah, nah. So, yeah, it was like, you've been to D.C.?
I have
like,
been to
you know,
D.C.
Like, quiet, calm, mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah.
You know, just regular. Ain't nothing compared to New York.
I feel like when you go to D.C., I feel like they just watching you.
Cool.
The birds?
The government.
Oh.
I feel like everything in D.C. is being watched.
It is.
Yeah,
it
everywhere.
Is.
Everywhere you
cameras,
go.
Cameras. No. Like severe.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you would.
Severe watching.
Severe. they
severe stalking.
They it's like see, a big Walmart.
They see you walking. They don't watch in Walmart.
What are you talking about? Walmart now, they have the robots that follow you in the aisles.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
When the last time you went to Walmart?
A few months ago.
We go to Target.
I love Target. Target.
No.
What?
I don't think you really go to Target if you say Target.
Yeah.
I think it's the opposite.
Yeah,
No.
If you know Target, then you go to Target.
We go to Target.
Target.
No, it's not Target. It's not Target.
I think you don't go to Target.
No. I'm a Target girly.
You sound like you order from Target, but you
don't
go to
Target. I do order from Target.
But you don't go to
Target. I do go to Target.
I go to Target.
Don't even act like you even step outside your house.
This I was just in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Walking through the streets.
Stepped out the state, you heard?
Yeah, I was looking because I was like, they have soul food over there. So I was looking for soul food.
Ooh, and did you eat some good things?
Nah. They said I had to go to the hood. And I was like, yeah, I'm not taking that risk.
You didn't go to Melanie's favorite, the Waffle House?
I don't know if they have Waffle House over there.
Nah, they got to.
I don't think that's a thing over there.
I thought that was like a down south thing.
I thought it was too.
I ain't see one. Mm.
Yo, if you're from Atlanta and the
I didn't see nothing over there, though. I'm going to keep it a
song.
I didn't see anything. That's what I feel like.
Is it like type suburban out there?
I don't know.
I think he's
they had mad suburban.
They had mad suburban.
Like the Uber suburban over there?
Uh-huh.
You
that's
get it.
Uber
like,
regular.
Like nothing. Yeah, like because it was so.
So much rappers.
I guess it's so
there.
Small and stuff over there. Like it was just. I don't know.
That's crazy. I've never been there, so I can't. But I would imagine because I've had that culture shock, like leaving New York, and you go to like other big cities, and you're like, wow, this is nothing like New York.
Yeah.
Like this is your city.
I think that's why I feel the way, like, because Atlanta, you know, the biggest rappers out right now.
So you had a certain expectation.
Atlanta, you know, Kai lives over there. You know, there's mad. Atlanta's lit.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, so you expect it to look like New York, me. Yeah. At least.
Like, at least the vibes.
It's not busy like
the lights and everything.
Like, nowhere else is busy. Even when you think LA's busy, it's like, yeah, there's mad traffic in all these cities.
Yeah, but the cities don't be. Like, but it's not busy.
City life is just different.
Like, everybody's just, nobody's walking. Everybody's just.
That should be blowing, not blowing minds, but that, I hate that.
They got sidewalks? When I go to a
city, you know, yeah.
And there's like. You expect
no, don't laugh. Florida, there's places that don't have sidewalks.
You know what was fire, though? I didn't get to have the hookah, though. But across the street from the hotel is a cigar and hookah lounge.
Damn.
So, you know, while the older cats doing a cigar, I could have been smoking my hookah.
Chopping it up.
I went in. It was fire. But they didn't have hookah yet.
Damn.
Hookah yet.
Hookah yet.
But Atlanta, I was there for too short, though. Like, they was inviting me out the weekend. Everybody's like, oh, this Saturday, come here. I'm like, I'm not going to be here.
I know here no more.
I was just going to do the same thing. I know here.
Yeah, I went over there for an Infuse event. You know?
Got our Infuse.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a lot of... actually, in Atlanta, everybody was from, like, New York, I felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, like, everywhere now.
And right? Everybody was from Brooklyn. Hmm. Dead eyes.
They leaving us.
That part we got to check, though.
I haven't lived in Brooklyn so long that when they said, where you from? I said, Brooklyn, right? And I didn't feel right saying it. And they was like, what part? I was like,
that's like, a legit answer. Said, if you're from Brooklyn, you ain't living one part of Brooklyn your whole life.
Yes, I
yes.
Where?
From the east.
I said, it was, right? And then I was like, but Malang's from East New York.
Where is East New York? Oh, yeah, I know East New York.
Yeah, and they was all from...
You know, for the longest growing up in East New York, I thought, I didn't understand that the neighborhood was called East
New
York.
You thought it was the east part of New York.
Of New York, yeah.
Yeah. I used to
think
that too.
And so when we would go back and forth from Long Island, it says West.
People used to be like, oh.
And I'm like, the fuck? We're in the east, bitch. We're in East New York. Why am I heading west? That's a lie.
They used to be like, oh, yeah, you from Cypress Hills. I used to be like, no, I'm not. I'm from East New York.
No, you from
Cypress. They used to be like, no, you from Cypress Hills. I used to be like, no, if I walk 7 blocks down, there's a sign that says, welcome to Cypress Hills. That's when you get to Cypress Hills.
Yeah.
Until
that's
then.
That's the welcome to the whole neighborhood.
Until
but
then.
I did actually Google it and did research. Cypress Hills is East New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't live over there.
They merge it, though.
Shout out Long Island. Everybody tuning in.
Shout out Ella. You already know
Wait,
how we
you-
do it.
You were Cypress Hills?
No, I was East New York. Yeah. I was born in Canarsie, and then I lived in Cleveland. East New York. I lived on Fulton and Cleveland, 2 blocks from Cheeks.
Oh, no. Yeah, but where you were last at was Ridgewood, right?
It was Queens.
Yeah, that was Queens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought that.
Glendale.
I was like, okay, that's not East New York. That's
Glendale.
That far.
Y'all, shout out 65th Street. If y'all want to go pass by my old hood.
We from 63rd.
Okay.
We not from 63rd.
Yeah, that's what he said. We from 65. You're
from
63rd.
Yo.
What number did he say that it's not?
We not from 63rd.
Oh,
63rd is the ops.
I thought they said we from...
Yo, guys.
What number they say they from?
They from O-Block, 300, O-Block.
We from 300, not from 63rd?
No, I don't
What's the exact bar?
I don't know. But we're not from 63rd. That's the most important part. As long as you got that, you Gucci. You could be from 64,
I don't condone
65.
Any of this. It was a joke. This is a spoof comedy. I'm a comedian. If you just watch this the first time, I tell jokes for a living. Not really. I most likely get abused by my girl for a living. But
I'm crying.
You know, it's all
comedy.
I was
just trying to figure out
the bar. Go Google it, Melanie.
Later, we'll
Google it, Melanie.
Y'all be...
Yo,
you seen that
I'm jet lagged.
You tell like, y'all see
how?
That?
How? It's 2 hours.
Yes.
And you took a flight at like 11 o'clock a.m. That was weird to say, 11 o'clock a.m.
That was like Melanie. She said, I made 2,000 bands.
That's like 2 mil.
I was like, what the fuck is 2,000 bands?
It's a 2,000 bands. That's 2,000 bands, bro. What
so,
do you mean? So y'all seen that video, that TikTok? Where he was like, yo, nowadays... People comment anything, bro. Like, when's Beyonce's birthday? Google
I didn't
it.
Say, yeah, I didn't say that TikTok. I'm the one that showed you that TikTok.
I didn't see that one. But that's usually my answer
exactly.
for everything.
I know you saw it, so I wasn't talking about
why
you.
Why would I know that? Beyonce's birthday is September 4th. But why would I know that?
No, it's...
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, he hates
I
when
hate
people...
Men.
Why?
Because I'm talking about something in particular, and you talking about Beyonce's birthday.
You just said
you
that.
You said it.
That's not the point of the conversation.
It was to Google it. And I said, yeah, that was my response. Tell everybody, Google it. Why would I know that information? Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
I was agreeing with you.
It's so funny to say.
Yeah, what the fuck are you upset about?
She be thinking I'm on the other side still.
Because y'all going on a tangent about Beyonce's birthday, and I'm talking about the lack
of... She's a Virgo.
You brought it up.
I was talking about Googling.
First of all, you're not even born in September like us. Only we could talk about her birthday.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, both are September babies.
Well, three of us.
Who's the three? Oh,
us
Beyonce.
Us two and Beyonce.
Oh, no.
Why you
want to
forget about Beyonce
like
so bad?
Don't act like you're
why don't you throw Beyonce under the bus?
Nah. It's that you acting like you're on the tier of September.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce. He's closer to Beyonce than you are. You're
and
a
I'm
Libra.
Closer than you are. So
no,
when,
no, no, no.
How
no,
you even
you're basically
say?
October.
There's no such thing as basically October if you're not in October.
Yeah, no such thing.
It's basically October.
I got to wait 5 more days before it even turns October.
You're not even a Virgo.
I'm not. I'm a Libra.
So you can't jack the same September that Beyonce's jacking.
But we still
jacking.
Got the same birthstone. Sapphires.
You got it there. I feel like you're not sure if it's really sapphire.
No, it is. That's the only one that I remember, though.
Yo, but you know what's mad funny is that that looked like that came out by accident.
We still got
the same birthstone. Stone? Yes!
That's the right word. I was going to say birth gem, but I didn't know if that was right, so I didn't want to sound stupid.
Gem. Gemini?
Y'all want to know what, like, this past week has been, I've been so indecisive.
Yeah.
I never really realized that as a
whoa,
Gemini.
Whoa.
I know.
This past week you've been indecisive?
No. Yeah, like, extra.
I'm not going to lie, I'm surprised you only fucked me. Well, how indecisive you are. Like, you knew you wanted to marry me. That was the only decision you knew in your life.
I'm not trying to influence this storyline that he's setting up. However.
Wait, are you trying to influence it your way?
Hold on.
I've just been indecisive. Like, what are some things that I've been indecisive about? I was indecisive about my nail design. I couldn't figure out what nail design I wanted to do.
But that's every time you do your nails.
No. There's times where I'm like, I know what I want. I want a French chrome, bitch.
When
that's
is
what
that?
I want. My nail tech. Hey,
that should sound like
it.
A fancy donut.
No,
it's a French.
It sounds like
a chrome
type of coffee,
like a croissant with a
like something you order from Dunkin'.
Yeah, like a cronut.
French.
Let me get a French cronut.
You think he crib?
French chrome.
What are you talking about?
Cronut. Except crow.
Yeah, I've been extra indecisive.
Hey, you named one thing ahead.
That was the thing. Well, that was something else. I was filming this independent movie I'm filming.
Damn, because you independent as fuck.
Damn. And there was a question or something, and I was so indecisive. There was like back-to-back days, I was indecisive. Like, I didn't
you
know
wanted
what
to start this topic and not know what you was indecisive about is crazy.
It was crazy to me because I
you're
never felt
indecisive about
as a Gemini.
Every single.
Oh, I know what else.
You're indecisive
I know what else.
Right now about we which stuff to... you want to be indecisive about.
Exactly.
You're always indecisive.
No. Sometimes I really know what I want. When I know what I want, I know what I want.
The last time you knew you want was 8 years ago, and it was me.
No. Still a little confused.
That was a good one.
My friend, we were trying to figure out my boat for my batch, and they're sending mad options. Then they're like, Melanie, which one you like the most? And I'm like, damn, I like that layout, but then damn, that price is good. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I've been really indecisive this past week.
You're always like that.
No, bitch, you don't know me.
I feel like that's not indecisive though.
It is.
In that example, because it's like, that's a really, really important thing. So you don't have to make the decision right then and there.
It's indecisive.
It's indecisive.
Right?
I don't know.
Like that with every am I? I'm wondering if you come on here, you're like, let's make him look bad again.
Let me tell you something.
Because I don't know why.
Let me tell you something.
I don't know why I take shit like that so seriously. Yeah.
No, yeah. I will say
like,
this.
Because she's here like, I was indecisive this week. This week?
You gotta let her talk and then we realize she's indecisive right now.
Let me tell you something. I know exactly what you're talking about. This is what I do to cheeks, right? I'll say, like, yo, I'm going to wear some heels today. And he's like, you sure you want to wear some heels? Your feet going to be hurting. And I'm like, damn, you right. I should probably wear some sneakers. And I'm going through the process out loud. And then I'm like, yeah, but these sneakers, I don't like how they look with the jeans. So I think I'm going to just wear some heels. Nah, I'm going to wear the sneakers. So he considers that indecisive because I'm problem solving what decision I want to make. And then once I land on a decision, I'm just looking at all my options and the pros and the cons of each of them.
I'm not going to lie. I wish my problems in life were as easy as that. Indecisive about what shoes I'm going to wear?
No. So it's just an example.
That's not even it. And that's not even how it goes. It goes.
Because you answered it no. in there. You're like, I don't like the way like, the pants look. So
that's
don't wear
the way it doesn't start off with me saying, you sure you want to wear heels? Mm-hmm. It starts off with Melanie saying, I don't want to wear heels because my feet is going to hurt.
So the answer's already done.
So I go, so just wear sneakers. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Nah.
But...
No. Nah. Because I should wear heels. Okay, then just wear the heels. But you're right. I should wear the sneakers.
I like to problem solve out loud.
No, that's...
I like to do... And then I realize...
Excuse me. Can I finish?
Go ahead, finish.
It's for the other input? That's why you problem solve out loud? Because you want his input? Or you just do that generally?
I just do that generally.
Okay.
So, go ahead. Finish your story and I'll explain.
Because to me going... It doesn't... The conversation doesn't start off the way you said it, dude, that I go, you should wear sneakers. Your feet are going
to
hurt.
Still the same thing to me.
I don't know, because I don't care if your fucking feet hurt.
Okay. Damn, motherfucker don't give a fuck about my feet.
No, I know.
You give a fuck about my feet when they're in your mouth, though.
I don't suck feet. Right? Don't do that, because you be spreading mad narratives that are not true.
I be spreading mad rumors.
Because
She hit you with that the second I put the microwave.
Him. You don't even know what to say.
I do know what to say. I'm waiting for you to shut the fuck up. Yo, you.
She got you. That was a good ass. That was a good burn.
I'm not going to lie. Go ahead. Finish what you were going to say. But I know what you were going to say, though.
Hurry up, feet boy.
Yeah.
Yo, it's just crazy to me how, like, this is what you did to me the other day. You go, you said, and I'm like, I didn't say that. And you go, I know. So right now, when she goes, she goes, I know you didn't say that, right? And I'm like, hi, I guess, right? So I'm learning, y'all, right? So right now, when she goes, oh, yeah, Chiclet tells me not to wear those because my feet hurt. And I go, I don't do that. And she goes, yeah, that's the same thing. How the fuck me not saying that part is the same thing as you saying it? It's not the same thing. She'll come into the room already not problem solving, complaining. My feet is going to hurt if I wear these. So don't wear those. Wear those sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to wear these because they look better on my fit. I like them. You're right. You should wear them. Oh, but now I'm going to wear the sneakers. I should wear the sneakers because they do go on my fit too. All right, so let's wear the sneakers. The heels, right?
As men, we just got to mind our business.
So then, right? Right? 100%. This is where the new Chiclet is coming in.
Just not deal with that shit by itself.
And it works, right? So she'll end up saying, you know, but the sneakers are all right, right? And then come out the room with the heels. So I was like, what the fuck was the point of me? I don't get me. Even the other day, I don't like that winter's grass gets wet in the rain because winter don't use it. Let's put it under here. It won't get wet on this side. But I like the way it looks over there. All right. So we leave it over there. But you're right. It would be work if it was over here. Melanie, I'm done talking. That's my new shit.
That's it. I don't know.
You
don't know
figure it out. I'm not on your team. We're not on the same team
here. You got to be like, oh, yeah, and just walk away.
No, I don't reply no more.
So I never understood his frustration with it because he would be like, yo, he used to get like so frustrated about it. And I'm like, that's not fucking weird. Like, what problem is it? But then I realized that it's a girl thing we do. Like, I think it's a girl thing.
Yeah.
Like, for once. Y'all know me. I don't like to stereotype, like,
gender. No, you're indecisive now about what the fuck you want to...
It started with him saying that it was a woman thing. I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. So I'm talking to my little sister, and I do the same thing where I'm like, yeah, I don't want to. I'm gonna just use the same example. I don't want to wear heels, and we will problem solve together. Like, oh, this is you could do this though, and you could do this, and then yeah, and we'll do that naturally. And so I was like, oh, so that's a you problem because it's all right. Like some people are fine doing that back and forth and just like thinking of ideas and stuff like that. And then I spoke to my therapist about it, and she's like, no, yeah, that is very normal to talk out loud about. The problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
So, in your face, bitch, I got my cosign from my therapist, ho.
Yeah, but see, the way you went to your therapist was problem solving. The way it really happens is you complaining.
It could come off as it, but it's
like a thin line.
It's her presenting the problem out loud.
I get it. No, trust me. I get the way that that could be problem. You could. It's almost what I said earlier. I can't repeat it, but it's almost as if I just go with that's problem solving. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I consider problem solving, complaining, and I do too in a way, right? But the way you told the story is not the way it goes ever. It's I don't want to wear heels, so I'm gonna wear sneakers. So wear the sneakers. That's not problem solving.
That's problem solving.
Fuck it.
That's problem solving.
I don't even respond no more. I listen to her now, and she would dead ass be like, "What do you think?" And I dead ass won't respond.
Huh? You're saying something?
No, I don't respond no more. I just
Do
you think?
I can't help you with this situation.
And I keep walking, right? And she'll figure it out. But now it makes me realize she maybe never has been talking to me, and maybe I don't exist.
Because I
that's
do.
The truth. That's the truth. I really be just talking to myself.
I do think that because the people that I know that do it are all women. So I think it's just they are presenting all the pros and cons that they already thought of in their head. And they just want one more person to reassure them. Like, yo, all right, this is.
I understand that. You know? But I'm the reassuring.
Either that, it doesn't or go that way. So that if they do something later on, you can't question it. Like, why did you move Winter's thing over here now? That don't make sense.
But it's like, so I'm going to, like, you ever done, like.
Heroin?
No. No, it's like, heads or tails? Heads or tails? On like, you ever been, like, so confused about, like, what to do, like, on the fence of something, and you heads or tails, and then the heads is the option that you did not want?
But you didn't know you didn't want that option until it came up.
No.
This never happened to y'all.
Because me and Cheeks, this happens,
but we don't let it go as far as you do with the. That's what I'm saying. You guys take it a step further with the out loud. To me, you already made your decision. You said winter shit gets wet. That's a problem. You found your solution. You got to move it. Who cares if it don't look visually pleasing?
No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about cleaning it.
No.
The drain is already over there, so it makes it easier to clean it out.
So wouldn't it be wet?
No, but I still have to clean that section.
Either way, to me, to problem solve it for myself, I just be like, okay, which one is the less? Is cleaning it still going to bother me, or is sliding it over here going
to... You barely have to clean it on the other side. That's because you don't use it because it's always wet.
So the answer is already there. But now you're just thinking of the other reasons for why.
No, matter of fact, listen to this.
Because this is the truth.
It doesn't have to be that example. I'm gonna use it as an example, right? When that's wet, which it is April or it rains, my dog don't use it.
Yeah,
so she uses the balcony
instead, the floor
instead, which is way worse than me having to clean this over here because. It's already piss going down to our neighbors regardless because you allow the dog to pee here. The shit stinks because it's in the sun. It's shit on our box. It looks terrible.
The cons
everything
outweigh
is worse.
On one more side. I get that you have a problem with both, but the cons outweigh on one more side always. And I feel like when people do the thinking out loud, they do say it.
I seem so passionate about
but
this.
But you just... No, I don't care either. But it's just...
I just don't care.
It's a good way to just looking at the way other people think because I'm glad me and you think exactly the same. Like, within 5 minutes of you presenting... 5-10 seconds of you presenting it, I was like, oh, you sound like you made up your mind.
Yeah, but I gave up.
And then just for the conversation, you know, you bring
up
the other side.
My mind is made up. It's staying where it's staying. Now that the rain season is over, it's more sunny now than it is rainy.
Yeah, but
like
now,
you told me, sell my couch.
Now you got to deal with the shit burning.
You told me sell my couch for $500.
Yeah, that is true.
I dismissed you because that's not a thing.
See, this is the other thing about it, though.
Just in a terrible spot.
This is the other thing about, so.
People are going to be like, just walk your fucking dog.
I do.
She did.
She does walk my dog. And now she.
Or sometimes she got to use the bathroom during the day.
Yeah, and sometimes she just has to go. But.
Backyard.
So this is the thing about the grass.
Oh, we still on
the
this.
Outdoor grass. Is that it? Yeah, of course we're still on it. Y'all got to make valid points about how stupid I think and how fucking dumbass I am.
I didn't say none of that.
Fuck.
Y'all might as well had.
He said that.
But sometimes the pee gets underneath the thing from when she pees on it, and
like
so
a stain.
Yeah, it's better to keep it further away, closer to the drain, so that when I clean it, It goes straight down and not down. She hasn't been recently. She hasn't been.
This is my what?
This is my
being over there.
This is the last thing that I want to say about this, because I want to see if you also do this. So you made your decision to leave it there.
Yeah.
You can no longer complain about that, right?
I'm not saying like
that
was
if
only
you do,
one moment.
I'm saying like, do you think in your head like, okay, I now solved that. I'm okay with this decision. I'm just gonna leave it.
Yeah,
as
like this
be.
Is just the normancy of it. Like that's okay. What it is. That's what it is.
I think it's a waste of money. Just don't use this at all.
Don't buy the grass at all.
Mm. Yeah.
I like to have it as a
I like the grass because so my dog doesn't pee on my balcony. Uh-huh. Because then it's Melanie doesn't
yeah, if
care.
It's used for the proper it's, purpose.
This is why I'm jealous of every dog alive. Because my sneakers in the fucking bathroom bothers you, but this dog could piss
that
and
hasn't
shit
been bothering me.
On the floor. Yes, it does.
It yeah, hasn't been bothering me.
It doesn't,
you know
I don't
better.
Do it no more.
You know better.
First of all.
I barely do it.
I got videos of every time that he leaves his shoe. Okay.
Show was the last time it was.
Yeah, you got to show the date.
I stopped after a while.
Oh, you can't say that.
I did.
Can't do that then.
It's both of us. We both stopped. But it's true. What was it that you left out?
He did something recently
and he expected me. He was surprised that I didn't get tight about it. That I like didn't react to it. He's like, oh, what the fuck is this version of Melanie?
You know what's so funny about that? I told you I didn't want to go into this, but I stopped smoking on 420. I went out with a bang. I stopped smoking. It's been almost a week now, right? The fact that you just said that, I was driving the car with my brother the other day.
Uh-huh.
And a motorcycle guy is trying to squeeze into this. There's literally no room for either one of us cars to go. And he's there like revving his shit. And I'm looking at him like, fuck you. Like, I'm just looking at him in the face. Like, I'm not moving. I literally can't go nowhere, even if I wanted to let you through. He finally squeezes through and he looks at me and I have the window down. And he starts yelling mass stuff and then he drives off. And I didn't say not one word. I just looked forward and I kept driving. And my brother goes,
you were scared?
No. My brother goes, yo, did you lose your road rage when you quit smoking? How do you feel now? And I looked at him and I was like, oh shit, yeah, I didn't react. But him telling me that, 2 seconds later, I was like, I should have hit him off the fucking bike. Like, I started getting angry again. And I was like, damn, it really didn't bother me until Damien pointed it out. Like, yo, yeah. Why did you let him do that?
I don't think that was a not smoking thing, though.
I don't know what it is.
You're
I think
maturing.
It's just,
yeah.
Could be.
I don't get tight at road rage shit.
Because I think, honestly, you've only quit a week ago. You're not going to see no benefits yet.
Yeah, I thought that too. But I was like, I don't know, maybe me just... I think it's also the trying to be in a positive mood that I just looked at him like, there's literally nothing I could do. I could either hit you off your bike or I could stay right here, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't fit. It was too tight.
And not you doing something illegal. You should have said that. You're doing something illegal and you want me and you're mad at me?
But that's why I was going to match.
I should call the cops.
I was going to match him with something illegal and just, you know, side tap his little back.
Dude. Nah, you wallin'.
Him and his girl.
Turn on the siren noise, like scare them.
Yeah. And a little has Hyundai. Yeah.
That's just so funny.
Well, impersonating as, officers?
No. Not that. I was thinking about just how, like, in relationships, little things bother us and stuff like that. For no reason.
No, it's true. I mean, I don't know what growth I'm going through that little stuff is going to stop bothering me. I hope it does because... I'd be nitpicking that stuff.
I honestly think it's fake.
What?
Like, the little stuff bothering you is just because...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know myself, and I know my temperament, and I know... I just
you
know
said,
me.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't
saying
nothing.
No, I'm about to tell you. I literally, if I sit there, all the stuff that I complain about, I dead don't care about.
Yeah.
And people that...
Cheek says that all the
me.
Time.
People that know me...
complain.
Look at me like, you care about that? And I will still be... I'll be enraged. And then afterwards, I'm like, why was I so mad at that?
I don't know if this is like
because
the same thing, but I had heard this quote a few times. But more recently, I think it was Julissa from Riso Curls that has said it.
Oh, you got to wait till the end of the episode to do the quote. Back to what I was saying.
No, it's not a quote to give. It's a quote about this topic.
Oh,
you just wanted any reason to talk. He said, back to what I was saying.
I thought you were talking about...
I'm talking about what you were saying. So, like, it was said, like, you get tight about certain things because you're neglecting yourself. I don't know if it pertains to exactly what you were saying.
Julissa, I know your intentions are pure. That wasn't, no. That didn't apply.
Oh, okay. So then that was my fault. That's not Julissa's fault.
Yeah, that's what I was about to confuse. Huh?
It's not your fault. It's not her fault. It's my fault that it didn't apply.
Oh.
Because it was.
Well, no. I was apologizing just in case I start shitting on her quote.
No. Clearly it doesn't apply to what you're saying. But now we're on the topic of it. Might as well just bring it up.
But Cheeks had to talk about. You know, have something to say on that topic?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I forgot.
Okay. Next.
I keep getting cut off.
Okay. My bad. But the quote was that you get tight at other people showing up for you because you're not showing up for you. So you're projecting. You want people to show up for you because you're neglecting yourself.
Okay.
So like maybe, I don't know if it, I connected it in my head because you're reacting to something that you really don't care about.
Mine, I always thought was just, it's a little mix of because I can. And I think it's a bigger mix of I should feel some type of way about this. Even though I don't. Like if somebody goes into my room while I'm not there and my brother fucking uses my cologne, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he went in the room and stuff, I probably should, so I'm going to make a big deal out of it. When deep down, I don't care. If he would have just been like, yo, I'm going to go in your room and use
that's
it,
why I think,
I'll let him do it.
It's like the principle of
that's
it.
That's why I think, and that's what I know.
But it's like even the principle of it is not my principles because I don't care that he did that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is the principle of it that you could be mad, so mad.
That I feel like society, I should be mad.
Yeah, that's what we had this conversation before on the pod, and to me that was nuts. Like that, noticing that was like,
yeah.
I'm dead ass not mad at this. Like even just now when you said, oh yeah, you be mad about shit that you're not mad about. I'm like, I don't even remember the last time I was mad.
Like a legit mad, yeah, like a legit mad.
Dead ass,
where something happened that you were like.
Like, I catch myself, like, even when we watching this react a certain way and, like, oh, he looks like he's furious, me. I'm like, I dead ass don't give
care.
A fuck.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that how the fuck, you know what I do give a fuck about? I just remembered. Peanuts, nah.
Peanuts?
Yeah. What I do give a fuck about is that there's no way you don't see where I'm coming from, but you see that your point makes sense, that doesn't make sense nowhere in life, but mine is the one to not understand. So I be arguing just to be understood. Not that I give a fuck about what I'm saying. It's like, there's no way I have to understand that stupid shit in my head. And I'm not looking at you because it's you with people. But you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying. I think mine is the most logical. I think mine is the correct answer most of the time.
Yeah, but then even like that, like I see that part, but now I start thinking they probably just don't care about what I have to say. So?
Why no, but I think the other person is doing the same shit.
That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
think we don't understand.
Yeah.
The other person don't understand where you coming from and you don't understand. So now I just.
Who cares?
At this point now, I feel like what I'm doing now is like I say my point and I do the best that I can to articulate my point. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Leave it be.
And I just. And then a lot of the times you'll figure it out. You see exactly what the hell I was talking about and you're like, oh, Melanie was right. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, you dumbass. I was. I'm always right, you fucking stupid ass bitch.
You can't do that, though.
I know I can't. Yeah. No, I say it in my head, though. It's all right. I'm not going to lie.
You're the least always right person.
You're a liar.
But you don't know that because she says
you're
it in her
liar.
Head.
So you're a liar.
I'm saying like.
It's because I don't let my ego be like, remember when I said that?
No, that's cap because.
I love that. I know that a lot of people don't like the I told you so person.
Yeah, but Melanie is not. Mostly ever right.
Melanie's always right.
So, no, you're literally like.
And I'm wrong.
That's your camera.
So, Melanie's always right.
So, even if she would go like, even if Melanie is right and I was wrong no time, she don't have to say I told you so. Even though she does. So, I don't even know where this lie is coming from.
It's not a lie.
You are a boom in your face person.
I would.
You definitely
do
I told you
I
so.
Am,
but don't lie.
I am. I have.
So,
but I haven't been recently. No. I haven't been recently.
I don't think so.
All right, hold on.
Let me fucking talk.
Okay. Wait. I just want to do one pretense.
I do.
One pretense. Because just for me to understand the
situation. Even say nothing. How are you going to understand?
Because she said, this has been a theme. You guys both keep saying, yeah, but I haven't done that recently. When you guys say that, how long are we talking?
Well, what I'm saying, you haven't done that recently, and I'm saying you wouldn't need to because I admit it. That's what I'm about to say.
I disarmed you already.
Yeah, like, I not disarmed you. I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Melania don't even be noticing she's right.
That's not true.
No, I don't think that's true.
Let me tell you something.
100%. When I go, holy shit, you was right about that, she would look at me and be like, oh shit, I was right. I'm confused as fuck right now. I'm not going. I'm going into one of my shit that I said I'm not going to do anymore, and I went right into it
because I feel like when Melanie talks, she always thinks she's right. So that was the only reason I had against that. I don't ever think Melanie, even when Melanie,
who the fuck speaks and thinks they're wrong?
No. But there is a speaking and just making up shit and just hoping something falls on deaf ears and it's right. And I think Melanie does that sometimes. So when you come back and you're like, oh shit, you're right. She's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
That made sense, right?
Now, I'm not saying.
Because she made it up as she was telling you on the spot.
Hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
There is times that is true. That I do, that sometimes I'm like, I'm unaware that I was actually accurate about something. There is not discrediting what you're saying.
But when she knows.
But there are also times where I am aware of how right I am. And I've been noticing those moments recently in myself. Those are the moments that I'm actually noticing. Not to say that your moments aren't true. They very much are true. There is those moments as well. But the ones that I'm really specifically noticing are the ones where I'm right. I'm not adamant about fighting that fight anymore. And if it doesn't resonate with you, it doesn't resonate with you, but I'm letting go.
See,
of
I do
that
honestly
thing.
Think you're talking about two different things right now.
I mean, not we.
I think you by yourself right now are talking about two different things. And it's not us, like not me and you. I think that's where I get confused in our conversations.
Uh-huh.
That you start somewhere and you end somewhere else. Because definitely with the you, right? See, you said adamant and arguing. I don't think you ever argued about you being right, but I do think you glow. I don't think it's an argument.
Yeah, I think they're all true.
And even
I'm not
even until recently, you still do the like you make it known that you was like right. That. And I think you do that because you expect it to bother me sometimes, or you think that I'm bothered that you're right. And so you do it like, look, I was right. I'd be like, okay.
I think that's also a misconception. It could be. Because I'm a I told you so person, but I never do it to gloat or make that person feel bad. I do it for that. I tried to tell you.
No.
Like, you should start listening to me.
I don't. So, I am a person that lives in different versions of myself. Not different versions of myself.
I agree.
Schizophrenia.
Hold on. No. But I'm a person that lives in gray.
Uh-huh.
So, there is moments where I glow. There's moments where I'm not. And there's moments where I do, you know, they're all true. I'm not a black and white person where I am consistently gloating all the time.
Or consistently not.
Oh, consistently not. So we can't even argue that. But I will say, you were basically arguing that I don't, you were arguing that I do glow all the time. And that there are moments that I am like,
I think you're more glowful than you are the opposite.
Okay.
That's what I think. But the confusion to arguments I think that we have is that Melanie can admit, I live in gray, so I'm all these things at once. Until you say I am, then I'm not.
Well, because
that's kind of what happens in the arguments.
I feel like, and this is something that I do believe on a regular, that if there are moments where that statement isn't true, then that makes that statement false.
But that makes, all right.
That's just what I believe.
But it,
like if
no,
cheeks,
that's literally
so if cheeks,
me, that's
if
literally you being wrong and saying I'm wrong all the time.
Yeah, that's like if you see a thief and you're like, oh, okay, he's a thief because we all know he's stolen mad stuff, but he didn't steal nothing today. That don't mean that he's not a thief. He's still a thief. He just took the day off.
He just took the day off. All right.
No, I get it. I think it's
that's
do.
Fine.
Not that I get it because I don't. But I think I'm learning more that's how you think and to not attack back. Because I know definitely that's what I would try to do right now is attack back. Or at least it will feel like I'm attacking you back. Because I'm like, how the fuck does that...
Because you're adamant about my character.
How does
that
make sense? Like, to me, that makes no sense at all. But to you, it does. And I respect you. So, fuck it.
So, I mean...
But it is kind of like, it do feel tough. Like
recently, I have been I was speaking first, so you can't be tight that I just cut you off when I was trying to. I'm trying to say a point.
You said your point.
No, I didn't. So, when if I ever like when I do be like I told you so, it's because I felt belittled on my opinion.
I do that too. And it's to validate like, my previous stance of I told you this. You clearly didn't agree with me, so now I'm gonna validate it.
Now I want you to be aware that I
was correct.
I was correct all along because you went mad hard thinking I was wrong.
Yeah, it's more of a I'm correct. Not even that you're wrong. It's more of a I'm correct. You should listen to me.
Yeah, not that's because I don't care about you listening to me. It's just like you made me feel really shitty for the way I was thinking. So now that you're actually wrong, and you know, not in, this is just the way that I be thinking. Not to say that this is correlated here. Now that I know that, now that you know that I was that you were wrong, nah, keep that same energy that you had over there when you thought I was wrong.
Oh no, I don't do that one.
Nah, keep the same energy, but you know, like.
Okay, so that's the gloating part.
So should we argue? Is that your point?
No, no, no.
Because that's what that feels like to me.
But I'm just,
if you telling me I was right, keep that same energy. Okay, you was right. Let's argue more.
Not keep. Well, I'm.
No, but that's when you
that's what I think I used to. That
when
word
you come to me with that, I was right.
No,
okay,
yeah, that's what it leads to.
Do you want me to feel bad? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Is it for me to feel bad? Because if it is, fire.
Well, like she said,
admit it.
It's the belittle.
I want you to acknowledge. I want you to be like, damn, my fault. You was right all along.
You ignored
my
opinion.
After you went mad hard about my opinion to begin with.
Yeah, but then you still don't. It doesn't do nothing for y'all.
You 100% right. It don't.
For y'all people that are like that, like when you come to me, be like, "Oh, I was right the whole time. You went mad hard." I'd be like, "Yeah, I did. You was right."
Disarm them.
Oh,
but I feel like,
and because especially when I was doing it, it wasn't to belittle. If we speaking about me directly, it wasn't to belittle nobody. This is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is my opinion. I was wrong about my opinion.
Yeah,
it don't bother me as much as people think that it does. Because let's say this is a Virgo thing. People like to do that, and I've seen it with Virgos. I'm a Zodiac king now.
that was quick.
Yeah, let's right? go back to all the other parts
what
now.
What the hell?
I was right all along.
That was so
right? But no, because I do see the way certain people get, like, you know, they put people in a box. So if Virgos do act a certain way, and Virgos always act like that, let's say Leo does it. Oh, you're going to put them in a Virgo box, or whatever it is. Let's say Virgos, right? We go mad hard when we think we're right. But that doesn't mean when we're wrong, we feel it just as much as the way you did. We don't relate with feelings. I don't feel it the same way you do. Because the way I talk to you is the way I talk to me. So I don't take it the same way you do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No,
like,
it does. It does. The belittling payback doesn't affect me as much as you think. So you're not even getting it.
Because I wasn't even trying to belittle you. You felt that way because of how I speak. Not saying that the way I speak is correct. I just, you know, with people that I know and I love, I try to let them know, like, I'm not trying to come at you right now. Mm-hmm. This is not what I'm...
Yeah, I'm not trying to invalidate how you feel.
If you end up feeling that way, that's cool for you. But the thing, and we said this before, the thing with people now is that, and also myself, is we take people's opinions as fact. And then when their opinion was wrong, it's like, look, I told you I was right there. I am. That was my opinion. Yeah. I was wrong. Cool. But when you try to do that... When you try to belittle me and I wasn't trying to belittle you, you just felt that way. And then you tell me now I'm not doing that. I don't respect you now. You should have kept that energy and say, yeah, I want you to feel the way I did. One.
But then,
right? One.
Yeah.
If you're doing it for that reason and I feel like you're doing it for that reason, so I respond in that reason. And then you try to tell me that's not what I was doing it for. That's when I feel played.
Yeah.
But if you go, I was trying to make you feel belittled the way I did, I could go. I wasn't trying to do that to you, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I respond and you're trying to belittle me right now, and you go, no? So what you doing that for? I don't know.
Yeah. Nah, it's a hostile environment.
Okay. You don't know. So but you then, don't know why you was doing that for. So you did that for no reason?
But yeah.
And that's my little stupid ass response, which I'm trying to stop that cycle because now I could understand why you did that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt belittled when you was talking to me earlier. Oh, it makes sense why you spoke to me just like that. But when you say, I don't know, I start attacking fire to anybody.
Yeah.
You don't know? You don't know?
We definitely got to stop doing it just because I don't think it most of the time it's people's intentions to Because remember, last pod we talked about how I try to help my brothers. They're younger than me.
Yeah.
I tell them, yo, you guys are going through certain things in life. This is how you guys should move. And you guys told me that they need to go through it themselves in order for it to process to them. And then afterwards, I still be like, hey, look, you should have listened to me. I was telling you. But it didn't, it wouldn't register to them. So yeah, it's like, it's not his intention to go against me. Like, oh, yeah, fuck him. He's not going to give me good advice. It's just he's doing what he thinks is the right thing. So later on, when I'm like, oh, yeah, you should have listened to me, you know, he's going
to
respond like cheeks.
Nah,
like,
he's never going to listen to you.
I wasn't trying to go against you.
He's never going
to
listen to you.
I was trying
that.
To figure it out.
It's crazy to view things the way we do. And that's why, like, even now I'm having this conversation. I'm like, I dead ass, I'm not going to care about it. Because I don't move. I feel like I be having old attachments to stuff that I still have to prove the point while we're sitting here. Like, or arguments that we had on this pod before, like, is still embedded in this couch and then it seeps through me.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you still have to make the same points you had in the past.
Yeah, because I feel like I don't respond that way in real life anymore to the way, I'm just trying to make sense now so people could understand and maybe to, I guess, have a conversation since that's what pods are for. But I dead ass don't respond that way no more. Like, if Melanie says something or if she was to be like, I told you so, all right, cool. You know, like, it don't even, it don't hit me the same way no more. I don't have that negative
and I think
with everything.
Growth.
I'm still me. Feel me? Like, it's still times where, yeah, I'm still going to be negative or not be in the mood tomorrow. But I, at least for the most part, I think recently, you know, we've both been not
and
in that
and
same
not to get
mindset.
It, sorry. Not to get it confused with getting used to stuff. It's literally just almost like letting go. Like, yo, that stuff just doesn't bother me. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'm just used to it now. So it bothers me and I ignore it.
No. It's letting go. It's not used to it. Because
people just get used to stuff and complacent and think that that's the same thing.
No. It's 100. That was great, by the way you broke that down. Because it's true. It's not. If I was used to it, I'd be.
It would still irk you a little bit deep down.
There's no getting used to me. I can't get used to something.
Yeah, I just gotta let it go.
I'm not for that. So it definitely was just letting go and seeing that whatever I'm saying in my head isn't real.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, like, what me and you just did, well, I don't know how many minutes ago in this shit, we dead ass don't do no more, both of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even if it, let's say, oh, but I moved my shoes. Oh, but I don't complain about it anymore. It doesn't happen no more. Whatever the reason is, it don't happen no more.
Yeah.
But we both wanted that acknowledgement of, it don't happen because it's me. You know, and we still don't even do that in other things no more. This shit just going to end up being, that's our reality because we have the same reality now.
Wow.
What am I going to do?
We got to fix you. But
no fixing. People going to experience what
I'm broken. Yeah, but that used to it and letting go, because yesterday I said it again, but last week I also said, like, I feel like I'm so close to that next level. But I know what it is stopping me. Yeah. I don't want to let go, right? I let go of a lot, but there's just that 5, 10% piece that's still there, maybe a little more than that, maybe 30%, that is still like, nah, keep it. And if you ask me keep what, I don't know, but I feel it's still there. Like, I could feel there's a piece of me that I don't want to let go at all. And maybe that's this piece that we're discovering right now that me and you was just about to go back and forth because of the pop. Maybe it could be that a little, maybe that's 5% of it. But I know there's a piece of me that I don't want to let go, because then it means everything that I thought was true isn't true. And you got to let go of everything that you thought was true about you, the way my version of you, my version of you, my version of my uncle, my mom, my... Every version I gotta let go.
But
that's tough.
It is, but isn't it worth it?
No, it is.
You think it's like at that behind it all, it's about like being right or wrong?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I think it is.
You wanna know why? It is because the things that you thought was right, when you let go, that means it's no longer right to you no more.
Oh, okay. So a sense of self right and wrong. Not just okay, yeah.
Like if we said, you know, we still hold on to the woman aspect. Oh, women don't know their feelings. I have to let that go in order to move forward.
Yeah.
I can't categorize that. I can't. That long has to be true.
No matter how many examples you see every single day in your life,
it's not true.
You just got to be like, nah, that's just a narrative that people made
up. That we created and we found truth in it because, you know, It makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it's most of the time it's the case. But it's still not true 100%, like what you were saying earlier. When I disagreed with your point earlier. But it is true. Oh, do it.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm not gonna lie to you. In real time, he said, wait, you're right. You were right about
it. It's the point you said earlier, because it's true, you gotta let go of everything. And I think even just saying that was me letting go of something, you know?
Yeah, not, like even you acknowledging that, like, oh, wait, the statement you said in the beginning.
No.
Oh.
Not me acknowledging that. That I'll do. I'm saying me even saying that it's everything now. Yeah. I thought I had to let go of some versions of me. You gotta let go of all the motherfuckers, bro. But you feel like you're letting go of who you are.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. Like that little shadow you're ripping off right now.
Oh my God. Did I tell you that before?
What?
That I don't know if I told you that before out loud or
told me what?
What you're saying right now.
You feel like you're letting go of who you are.
No, but like the feeling of letting go. I don't know. Whatever, I'm gonna just speak because I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Say it out loud. My bad. It's because I've had said that before. I've seen that in you before. That like you growing and healing, you letting go of like certain thoughts. If it like from my perspective, it looked like you were letting go of who you are. And if you let go of who you are, then who were you?
Me.
Yeah.
Or who are you becoming?
You said this before, though.
Right? I have.
But you said it in a negative term, though.
Yes, I have. In terms of an argument, I have. Like, you can't, like, I think it was like, you can't let go of yourself because you're so hung on to who you were.
Yeah, but I was like, bitch, I changed so much already. That's not true.
Yeah.
So
to me,
the statement in anger was false because, like, I let go of so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, you know, but in positive, where it's like, yo, it's tough.
It is. It's so hard, like, to let go of, really. Let go. Shit.
It's like fear of heights, bro. You notice the net is there. You know you're not going to die. You know you're safe. But if you let go, it's in the world's hands now. Yeah, Whatever happens.
Literally let go and let God.
And that shit
That's where the saying comes from, you know? And then for the people that don't believe in that and believe in the universe, let go and let the universe.
No, there's people that don't believe in nothing, though. But I think you do have to have some type of faith. And even if your faith is yourself, you have to believe it 100%.
Yep.
And I'm now realizing if you...
Well, faith, you can't fake.
If you get angry, I don't believe you no more. Like, dead eyes.
What do you mean?
Like, if I see people that are miserable and you have faith, and I'm going to do that. Faith, because to me that's fake faith.
Because that's half in, half out.
Like if you're miserable, angry, let me not even say that. No, I don't even want to do that. Because
it's a hard place, though.
Is a thing. But if you stay there,
yes,
I don't believe
that's
you
what
no
it
more.
Is. If you're staying there willingly, then,
faith, bro.
Then,
that's the point of faith. Believe.
But it's hard. It is hard.
Yeah.
Circumstantial stuff. But that's supposed to be part of the journey.
Oh, you know what I learned?
Because it's not easy, no matter what it is.
I know what I can't say verbatim. Good stuff, though. But they said it's be doing.
Feeling?
That we think we're doing is us being. That we think, fuck! That us doing, we think that's the process. Like, oh, I got to go make this money, so I got to work all day, every day. Mm-hmm. That's not the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's other things there that help that. That's not... Mm-hmm. You're trying to become you're not our success. You're trying to become it.
Yeah. And that's like, the first issue.
And you think by becoming it is doing, only doing. No, there's stuff you got
to
let go and,
feel.
And like there's only doing. Because you could also be successful in what you thought it was and feel nothing. That's true, right?
Yeah.
So you could do everything and still feel, but there's more. Nah, my boy, I thought this was a success for you.
Yeah, it didn't satisfy you.
So it's like, yeah, you could be doing, but and you could always do and think it's gonna come, but it's not always that.
Yeah.
That is just a step of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, that sucks. Because
yeah.
that's sucks. What I thought.
It sucks, but if you get there, I think like that's life. That's like one of the secrets and joys of life. Like to be able to actually let go. Of all these things that, imagine you could just wake up tomorrow and all the stuff that bothers you and ticks you off just has zero effect on you.
You can.
There's a lot of process that you have to put into it and
you
stuff.
You can. But that's what I'm saying. I know you can.
But it's worth it.
But you You don't, but you can. I 100% believe I could wake up tomorrow and let go of everything. But will I?
Will I?
So that's the contradicting part of it, though, because it is contradicting. Like, yo, you can't, so do it.
You
I'm
know
scared.
What?
I could go on a roller coaster. I'm fucking scared. I could do it, though.
We spoke about that shit after.
I'm just not.
That shit, he was like, I can get on a roller coaster for sure. Like, this is when we were at home about to go to bed. He's just thinking about the roller coaster. And I'm like, so let's do it.
But that's my point, though, to help people. Like, oh, but you, if you can, then just do it.
Yeah.
I could get on a roller coaster, 100%.
But that, like you said before, like, if you, the safety and the safety net, we know that the chances of anything happening to us on this thing are so slim. We don't complain about driving home, but our chances of getting in a car accident are way higher than a roller coaster accident.
Or even an airplane ride.
Yes. So it's like we have all the knowledge to equip us to know that we're safe doing this, but we just don't want to take that step past the fear because the fear, we're just making it so big.
Fear?
By the way, guys, you know, once we heal through this trauma, which we're almost done with, I feel like, maybe like 5 more episodes, we'll be funny again.
Yeah, the 50s. We're in the 50s. This is our midlife crisis area.
You know what's crazy? You know what level I'm at? I don't know if you guys ever had this, though, but yesterday when I was talking about like that I've been saying it, and it's because it's just that one part. I'm close. I just may be close for a long time because I'm not letting go. So even 5 months from now, I could be like, I'm still...
Like you loaded
I still
up
feel
at
like I'm there.
And you're stuck at 98%.
But I'm just not letting go of that shit. But yesterday when I was talking about like being ready that I want to do or whatever, not even being ready, when I started talking about the stuff I want to do career-wise and stuff like that, I was like, yo, I feel butterflies. But I no longer feel it in my stomach. I felt that shit in my chest. Like I feel like a fucking light or something is in my chest.
You sure that's not a heart attack, bitch?
Yeah, that worried me.
No.
What was going on?
It just feels like butterflies in my chest. Mm. That feeling of...
excitement?
Of nervousness. Don't feel it in my stomach, though. I feel it in my like my heart. Mm-hmm. Dead ass.
That's a good thing, then.
Is that more like you're excited instead of the anxiety feeling?
Yeah.
It's not anxiety. It's more...
Because when you get it in your stomach, isn't it like nervousness and anxiety?
I don't call it...
I don't know. Maybe not anxiety, but the nervousness.
Yeah.
So it's a less nervousness and more excitement, maybe?
It don't feel exciting either. It just feels like it is. It just feels like it's supposed to.
It just feels natural.
Yeah, like it feels like that. That's the way I'm supposed to feel.
I was
like that.
When I was.
But excitement, my fault. Hold on to it. But excitement may be right because they say to live in your excitement, to always live in your excitement. If you want to get up and walk right now, go get up and do it because that's when you're excited about it. The fact that you sit there and don't do it, you crush every moment of you because you think that's the true you. The one that sits down after you said you should get up and walk is the person that you shouldn't believe. The one that says, wake up right now,
the
real you that you wanted to wake up. The one that said, keep sleeping, that's not you. That's the version of you you created. But to get up and do it, you'll feel it. You'll feel it, and after a long time, you'll feel that excitement. Just get up.
That's
do
fire.
It is. It's
that's
true.
Fire. I like that.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, it may not be true, because you can't say it's true, but it's
that's
a belief.
Fire. I'm going to make it true for me.
Yeah.
That's fire.
No, yeah. What I was going to say was when I was getting ready to film, it was like a day or two before, and I was running my lines, and a part of me is like panicking because I'm like, I got like 11 pages to memorize of
you was
of
getting
work.
Me so upset.
That I was panicking?
Yeah.
That's something that I need to work on.
Not that you was getting me upset, it seems so out of your character. But I was like, why
are
you...
That overwhelmed her, right?
Yeah, like, why are you worried about this? You good, it's you.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest thing because... Once I started and once I did what I normally do, I was able to go through the process of it.
Yeah.
But like for some reason, I just had this fear.
It made you negative too.
And then I kind of, yeah.
Because Malay's not negative. I don't think, do you think Malay's negative?
No,
I think you're
think
a bitch,
so
but negative.
I think Melanie's the more optimistic one. I think
yeah.
She can look on the
brighter
side.
So when she was here like, oh, tomorrow's going to be bad. And I'm here like, you're saying this?
See, if she would have told me that, I would have been like, tomorrow I'm staying home. If anything, tomorrow's a bad day. Yeah, it's probably gonna be a bad day.
Yeah, I was so confused to like why. Like, I don't think I've ever seen her like that. Which I have maybe here and there. Like, you know, she'll be overwhelmed with that. But it was just crazy. Like,
if I'm speaking my truth about it, a part of me, I don't know why, with acting, a part of me feels like
fear.
I still have to
prove yourself, your worth.
Yeah, I still have to prove myself. I still have to show that I have talent. And so I get in my head, about how prepared I need to be and how many lines I need to work on. Like, and you and with a performing and creative art, you have to go through the process. It's all about process. And so there's only the only thing you could do is rehearse. That's it. And I'll get, and you get better as you rehearse. So then I was, you know, you brought the awareness of me being negative. And then I was also aware of what I was telling myself, that I was like, instead of saying you're nervous, say that you're excited.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of before.
Yeah, and speak good things into what's gonna happen tomorrow. And it was a really good shoot. We shot for like 10 hours. But it was really good. And we, like, it was me and a girl, and like, it didn't even feel like I was stressed or working. Like, it was just nice.
I think that's my fault, man.
No, you're good.
I wasn't. That's fire. That's dope. You had a good week. You shot. We shot Monday for
a commercial.
We shot a commercial Monday.
We shot Tuesday.
We got something coming for y'all soon. It's called The Insight. You can check out the last one we did though. And then you shot your movie.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Atlanta while she was shooting her movie. I had to go do something over there. And then we back on the pod. We've been grinding this week.
Yeah.
That's a busy week.
I've been very aware of that.
But I was just, while you were saying that, before you started talking, I realized, like, word, I do get upset if Melanie was speaking negative, right? I'm like, imagine that's what couples, that's why they bicker so much, is because we understand each other. So you don't understand me right now is what I guess seems like a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So now you start arguing.
Like, how don't you understand this?
Like, how don't you get me? Because I was just got mad. I even though I didn't get mad that you was negative, but I was confused why you was negative. So I guess when you're like that towards me, like when you don't understand where I'm coming from, I'm like, you always understand what the fuck I'm coming from. If we wasn't arguing, now you don't understand where the fuck I'm coming from. So I'll just be mad that you don't get where I'm coming from. Wait, you understand everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you don't understand me. And it would just be like that. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but I could see why couples argue because you guys get each other so much. And then when you have that
when
shit, it's
like,
when
you don't get each other, it's like, well, what the fuck?
Well, how the fuck don't you get me? Da-da-da. And then that's where the arguments stem from, because you guys are so close that it like pulls you apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense. Because, you know, they say you don't like people that are just like you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized that shit, so it's like, oh,
that's why a whole bunch of people don't get along with their parents.
I feel like that is such a true statement. What you said?
That's why a lot of people don't get along with their parents.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, but
oh, somebody's commented.
I think I'm the exception to that rule.
somebody commented that shit last week, and I was so confused.
What?
And I was confused because we didn't put the pod we did out before that one, because they were saying that we was talking about. Not last part, the other one. When I was talking about cheating and shit, right? And I was like, oh, you're against cheating. I'm not. Whatever. There's people that take it more serious than you. So they didn't understand why you was marrying me, because I wasn't serious and I'm talking about cheating. How can you trust me? Mind you, you've been together eight years, I guess, and I haven't done none of that. So I guess whatever, right? Well, I haven't done none of that in a long time.
Why are you winking? What do you need to do that?
Because that's their point. I got to joke about it.
Nah.
Fucking trifling. Right, so they were saying, I don't believe Melanie's dealing with this. When she spoke about her dad, it said she won't ever deal with it. Right? I mean, like, that. Oh, they said that I wouldn't be mad if Melanie was to move on. Right?
Okay.
And that was they was like, you're supposed to be furious. And it's crazy that we confuse anger with me feeling a way. I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, everything is supposed to, you're just supposed to be mad at it.
Like, she was like, oh, you're supposed to be... Right? Whoever the fuck wrote this, right? They was like, yo, the fact that you wouldn't be angry shows that you don't give a fuck about her. You're supposed to be sick to your stomach.
I thought you said that you were going to be upset, and I said I wasn't.
That's because we didn't put that pot out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I was confused. I was dead ass confused. I'm like, oh, we never put that pot out.
Oh.
I would definitely be upset. They said angry. I wouldn't be mad.
Mm. Yeah. There's different emotions.
Like, I wouldn't be mad. That's your choice. But would I be hurt and devastated? Yeah, yo, it's just so crazy how anger, and it might be a new, like, for a lot of us, is the emotion that sticks out is like, that means it's real. That means it's real. That means it's real.
It's literally happy, sad, and angry for everybody. And it's like, no, there's
you
literally.
You know there's a lot of emotions.
There's literally like 40 more other emotions that we go through.
You got to go through the wheel and be like, is this really what you're feeling?
Yeah.
And you're like,
Mm-mm. Oh, and then we throw anxiety in there too. Now everything is.
No, but anxiety and excitement are the same symptoms.
But that's what I'm saying. What Cheeks was like, don't be nervous, be excited, or don't tell yourself you're nervous, be excited. It's literally the same feeling, mm-hmm. but we don't want to be like, oh yeah, look, I'm excited. No, I'm going to say excited.
Because excited is you do for failure, man.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather fail in my head before I fail in real life.
Yeah, that's a bad place to be.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think that no more.
It's okay.
There's still some of that in me though, but.
No, yeah, it's hard to lose that, but yeah, that's a bad place to be.
Fuck it. Only you determine if you fail, so just switch it. And it's crazy because I say it like it's easy. It's not, but
no, it's
it
not.
Is that easy.
But it's something that we like so, as humans, attached we're so to afraid to fail.
And you know it's
and embarrassed.
And you know it's crazy that it's like, imagine if we grew up somewhere else, like this wouldn't even be a thing.
Nah, I feel like no matter what, like all the stuff that we're saying today, people are going to be like, oh yeah, I'm not going to do that. It's going to take too long, or I don't even know how to start. It's literally a process that don't end. This is what you have to do for the rest of your life. We could talk, like, let's go back to real quick with the whole not caring and just not being attached to stuff and letting go. You could do that for the next year of your life. And then what, you're going to stop?
No.
You have to keep practicing it, no?
Yeah.
For the rest of your life. So for anybody out there that's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this and then that's it, I'm cured. That's not how it works. Yeah. You got to put in the time literally for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it sounds like it's a long, crazy process. But the whole point is to do it consistently until your mindset changes and it becomes easier and second nature for you.
It becomes nothing. Yeah. It's just you.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
That was beautifully said, guys.
Yeah, I think we smoked that.
Guys, welcome to Pillow Talk, where we give relationship advice. Disclaimer. What you do with the advice in your real life and the consequences that you face from the advice that we give, Lenny and Chiclet are not responsible for it, okay? Okay, let's get into it.
Your kids is cold.
Shut up. My boyfriend hate having my brother live with us. A year and a half ago, my brother asked if he can move in with us. I asked my boyfriend and he didn't give me a response. So I just let him move in.
He gave you a response.
He didn't. My boyfriend has been mad that I made the decision without him. And anytime I try to address something, house chores, work schedule, or anything in general,
your fucking brother to do.
He keeps bringing up my brother. My brother is only 21 years old.
That's the oldest.
I am the oldest sister and understand that he is still trying to figure out what to do with his life.
Okay.
So I give him grace when it comes to certain things.
Okay.
Today's argument was that my boyfriend didn't go to work today. I asked him why he decided to stay home. He began arguing, saying, I don't press my brother about not having a job or mm-hmm. going to school, etc.
Yep.
I wasn't pressing him. I was asking a simple question. I exploded and broke things off with him. I exploded and broke things off with him.
And your brother got somewhere to live.
I'm tired of having him always bringing my brother name into things that has nothing to do with him.
Broke him into this house.
Not to mention, we already went through this before. I lost a close friend who was renting a room from us because he kept complaining about her. I'm starting to feel like he's a narcissist.
Oh my God.
Who wants to control who I invite into my space.
Yes.
Not to mention, it's my apartment. I pay the rent by myself.
Backfired.
Ever since we've been together. I buy majority of the house necessities and the only one with a stable income. At this point, I am tired of it.
That shit shot back at me so fast. Alone. I was wrong twice
am
in this
Am I
bottom.
Wrong for feeling this way?
Yes.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that last one, it threw a wrench in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, put it in your face, y'all dumbass motherfucker.
I want to start.
Bitch.
I did want to start by saying he gave you an answer.
When, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
If you hold on, just hear me out. If you asked him, because you already said that this was already a problem bringing people in. So if you asked him, yo, I want to bring in my brother, whatever, whatever, and he don't give you an answer, that's him saying, I'm not with this, but that's your brother, so I'm not going to have this argument with you.
I'm sorry. That's not an answer.
Now, her, take some accountability,
Gotta throw that in there because we can't just gang up on the guy.
So wait, first of all,
you didn't even say nothing about
all,
him.
First of all,
no, I'm about to destroy him because I.
All right, let me hear
he doesn't
this.
Pay, he doesn't, he's not paying rent and shit. You don't have no say in her crib.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to go at her the whole time. At the end, it is, you know, she said, "Oh yeah, she's bringing people in, and she sounds." He's not a narcissist. I don't.
So
think
you
that's,
think?
That's
yeah, thing. I think that was a reach.
Yeah.
So you think, right? If Malay don't pay rent. Mm-hmm. And she wants to bring somebody into the crib. Mm-hmm. She can't because she don't pay rent.
It's a conversation that has to happen.
Yeah, but you said he got no say in nothing because she pays rent.
It's the only leg you have to stand on is about
the
bill.
No, but she pays rent. She pays all the rent.
I understand that.
So you just said Melanie don't pay rent.
Yeah.
So if Melanie don't pay rent and you do.
She can't bring nobody into the crib.
No, but you can. She could too, but it has to be a conversation. But that's I think you can bring in whoever you want.
Nah.
See, but now I'm going to disagree with that.
Me too. We're
I will say this. Yeah, we're in a relationship.
We're partners.
We are partners.
No, I agree with that in y'all relationship. That's clearly not the relationship that they have.
Why not?
Because she said that it was already an issue before.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's an issue. Living with somebody else in our crib is an issue.
I get that. So if it was an issue before and then you talked to him and he didn't give you an answer, so you decided to do it anyway, there's an issue there. She don't move as if they're a couple. Oh, she moves as I pay the bill, so I'm doing what I want to do here.
And that's wrong.
I don't think that's how she moved, though.
I do.
I don't think that's how she moved.
Well, that's what she said.
She made the decision on her own. I will say it's a tough situation. It is your brother.
She didn't make the decision
on
her own.
You're not going to turn.
I disagree with. I'm sorry. You're talking again. I didn't cut him off.
We'll go through everyone's points.
Go.
Okay. So I do think. I would have had my partner give me a straight up answer.
Mm-mm. I would have. Like he did.
No, he didn't.
I get it. You got to say yes or no.
I'm not a mind reader, bro.
I get all of that.
I have to say yes or no, right?
Wait,
it was already an issue from a previous experience. Why do I even have to tell you yes or no? It shouldn't even become
not even
again.
That. It don't matter. If I say yes, I'm wrong. And if I say no, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because if I say yes, I'm going to be mad he's coming in. And if I say no, you're going to be mad at me. I don't want to come in.
Me not,
that's a valid point.
If you're asking me for no reason.
To me in life, if you ask somebody something and they really want to do it, they're going to tell you their answer. If they don't, they're not going to say anything or they're going to tell you no. So that's why I was like, I feel like he's going to be like, it's your brother, so how am I going to say no? I bet you if it was a friend, he would have probably been like, nah, I don't think we should do that again. But so your brother, I can't turn down your brother. He needs a place to stay.
The proper thing to do is to be like, look, I understand that's your brother, but I'm a little uncomfortable with it. And I feel like X, Y, and Z. That's the proper thing to do. It's to express. Because
not
I'm not going to lie to you. Having somebody live with you, a sibling, is you're crossing a boundary.
Anybody.
Exactly. It's a boundary cross. Because people get too comfortable and then it's going to put a strain in your relationship,
say,
I
don't think that answer is the correct one that you said. I think the correct answer would be, okay, if this is the only option, that's family, we're going to help out. But this is what has to happen in order for us to keep peace in our household. He has to work. I don't care if he hasn't figured out his life yet. What does that have to do with taking out the garbage and doing chores?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I can't wash the dishes because I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I know
agree.
What you're about to do.
But I do disagree.
Homegirl does need to treat her brother as not
yeah,
a
and
21 brother.
Is not a baby.
No,
I do
not.
Understand why homie was like, worry about your brother.
That's some shit you 100%. Would say. And I'm not going to lie to you. 100%. I've called you a narcissist many times.
100%. You trying to press me and you letting him pass?
Well, it's also if I say why you didn't go to work today, that's not me pressing you.
Yeah,
you can
100%.
Definitely take it that way, but... If we're in a relationship, why didn't the fuck you go to... I think you should tell me.
Why didn't you go
he's,
to work?
He's probably been...
I wasn't
two,
well.
He's
she
probably
said,
been mad.
But two, I don't think as an adult anymore, like, for that situation, I didn't go to work, worry about your brother. Mm-hmm. You don't pay rent here. I'm worried about you too.
Yeah.
She switched. That's what I'm saying. She switched it up at that with that one. With
you know what I'm saying? Rent. You don't pay rent here. I'm worried about you too. How about that? Mm-hmm. I do think you got to have some balls in it when it comes to that too. Like, yeah, my brother don't pay rent, you neither.
Yeah.
No,
that's
yeah,
a fact.
100% she got the upper hand in that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
like, you really can't talk shit about my brother. It's my brother at the end of the day.
You can.
You can.
Yeah, you can because
but
me and you agree
I'm
to
not
be
gonna
here.
Validate your feelings because
you should.
Yeah. That's where it becomes over.
My ego don't want to. It's not going to validate your feelings. You should, because though. What are you providing?
But he's providing a relationship because you guys were happy together.
You get it?
No, I'm serious though.
I know.
Because before your brother moved in or whatever, you guys agreed that you guys were compatible and became a thing and moved into.
So
whether he's paying rent or not, you were still okay. Whatever conversation had, you were okay with him trying to figure out whatever he's doing and paying rent.
Let me give the advice of how I would feel in this situation. I would feel, this is me, that he would need to change this, but this is how I would feel, I think, to respond in those ways. That I've been complaining about us two in our relationship and you haven't validated me, but now when your friends need help, you're always there for them. And look it, they get a place to stay, and I don't go to, and I would have took that as you coming at me too, even though I know you wasn't now in my life, but.
But you understand his perspective.
Don't worry about me. Worry about your brother. You care about them more than me. That's, I think, how I would feel, and that's the only way I would respond like that in that situation.
Yeah.
Now you want to worry about me?
I think that's why he responded like that. Even though he's probably been mad.
Even though I don't think he's right, and that's a story he made, because I now understand that I wasn't right with feeling that way, and it was, you know, it was just perspective and my reality, and I was creating that because he could just voice his
concerns
and say it, and then it'll be respected. And I don't always have to be out of anger, but I do think that's what you're, because I do think we give weird advice sometimes, but this is what I want to give good advice so to him, so she can understand how he feels.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he could be wrong,
but understand where he's coming from.
Where he's coming from, and he needs to start paying rent. And I don't think me being in a relationship and wanting a relationship to be about me too, I don't think that's ever a narcissistic trait. And I understand that it to people that it is, because how the fuck? No, well, I'm here too, and this is our relationship, and I don't feel like you ever give a fuck about me, so I'm going to always complain and make this about me, because I don't feel like you ever make it about me. That's not narcissistic.
No.
When you feel left out and you keep mentioning your name, yeah, to you, you may seem like, because why are you always talking about you? Yeah, I always talk about me, but shit never gets done for me. Yeah. That's why I always talk about me. So I think that's the case in this situation. And I noticed the other day, right? Remember I said you don't care for me, you don't do shit for me? I noticed the other day I don't allow you to, right? So in this situation with Shorty, because she maybe don't allow him to pay rent. Not as my crib, I want to keep it, and then use that as a thing. That's maybe, because she did say that she's the financial stable one, but he got a job. I don't know.
It could also even be maybe she pays the rent and he pays the household bills.
Or, yeah. You
know, like, but I don't know what they...
She
what
said
they
she paid most
she,
of them.
She pays... She did say that she makes most of the money, and she takes
his
care of most
his dick probably
of
fire, and that go a long
but
way.
But it could be that, yeah, or it could be maybe he's like at a starting job, and he's, you know, he's starting at level one, and she sees the bigger picture. Like, there could be a whole bunch of stuff. That's why I don't want to hold on to that.
A lot of speculation.
No matter...
But a good dick is definitely worth it.
But no matter what,
if they not cheating,
no matter what, you agreed to be in the situation that you're in with him before your brother came. So you don't really have a problem, I don't feel like, with the rent and everything. Like, you okay? You guys were...
No, but she has a problem with him being narcissistic.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like
she
has a problem, and I'm gonna step in on her. I understand what she's feeling, because...
You do? It's just we gave the other side of why he may be feeling that way.
No, I'm glad you did, because I was going to do it as well, because I know, being that we've had that same dynamic in our relationship, I've learned to understand his perspective and to be like, you know what, this is how you're feeling, regardless of how I feel and how righteous I feel in my ways. So I understand where she's coming from, of feeling righteous, but then I also learned your perspective and how neglected they really feel. And it's not nice. It's not right. Let me do this properly. It's not right to label someone as a narcissist, because we've learned some definitions, some traits, and we think they're narcissistic. We are not therapists. We are not legal people to be calling people narcissists.
Caring about myself.
And a lot of time,
Yeah.
A lot of the times, we are wrong. A lot of the times, they're not narcissistic. They are feeling neglected. And they want, like what you said, and you want acknowledgement.
100% is a first time calling him a narcissist, so he feels pushed away. I don't agree. Like I said, if he thinks something, speak up.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest and understand you may be putting yourself in a cycle, because I did understand why I was wrong with a lot of my shit, too. But this is just the other side. I can only give the other side, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I definitely feel...
we'll pay some bills.
There is some boundaries being crossed with your brother being there. And you're acknowledging that he doesn't do nothing and you see him as a baby. So validate your boyfriend, validate your partner that, like, you get that. You see
that'd
that,
be the tough
you know?
Part. You can validate this 21-year-old. He's a baby that, still, a but really, me, I'm a baby too.
I have a big problem with the fact that she was like, yeah, this has happened before when I bring my friend in.
Yeah, but she viewed it as he was the problem.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, for him, I'm talking about from the guy's perspective, he's like, all right, I got to go down this road again now. But now it's going to be even tougher because now instead of it being a close friend, it's her brother.
Mm-hmm. I will say this, right? As a person who...
Wait, what's your point?
That there's a lot of stuff. My whole point in this whole thing is you choosing to be in the... Well, you chose before to be in the relationship with him. So the rent and all of that stuff, I get it. Whatever the aspect is that you guys worked out. But the fact that he is also, whether he pays the rent or not, that's still also his spot. He lived there. To bring another outside person in would make him feel uncomfortable. And I feel like the real conversation was never had there. So all the thoughts that he's having are just building up. And all the stuff he's seeing the brother doing is building up. And so he lashed out and then she calls him the narcissist. And am I wrong? Did she say that she left him at the end?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. She did mention that she broke up with him at a moment, but...
They got back.
I don't know what's the update on that because I received this like about a week ago.
All right. Well, assuming they you know, it was just a fight and they got back and stuff. Like, a real conversation has to happen that should have happened in the beginning.
Yeah.
This is what has to happen in order for us to all feel comfortable here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I would tell my brother, like, look, this is... I think I'm going to give you like about 2 months. I need you to start looking for somewhere else to live because it's just not working out. And I feel like it's not, I wouldn't feel like I'd be betraying my sibling or anything because I know like it's a tough place to be with your family and like.
Yeah, but you got to help people that want to help themselves. If he's not doing nothing to try to get a job or.
That's what I'm saying.
She said like, he's not even in school.
I'm not going to live with my brother for fucking 5 years. For
hey, brother,
years.
To fuck you.
That's crazy. Relax.
Yo, same-sex marriage. No, not same-sex marriage. You're allowed to marry your cousins now in Cali.
Crazy.
Side note.
But I will say that, like, communication needs to be better on your boyfriend's part as well. You do need to understand his feelings and where he's coming from. It is really awkward to have someone else step into your space, regardless of who he is, and he's probably not comfortable with having someone else there. Yeah.
Tell him watch this.
And you should also find out why he doesn't feel comfortable speaking up and telling you no when you asked.
Yeah.
You know, I said why.
Yeah. But that's because you've gone through it. It's a tough situation to be. She doesn't know that, so she should ask him and see if he can, you know, put into words like, yo. I'm over here trying to bust my ass.
He's gonna go, I'm a baby too.
Yeah.
You think he's trying to bust his ass?
That's really the real issue.
Can't put that in his story.
Well, no, but I'm saying that there is a scenario where, you know, there's the woman is the money maker and the guy is like, yo, listen, I might not be making the best money right here, but this
my
is
dick
a play.
Is
no, forget the dick. Shut up. The play here is if I put my ass to work right here, I can really make something of myself.
You make it a fake scenario.
Yeah. Don't move the goalpost.
I'm adding.
I'm not moving it.
Because she gave us only all the reasons of, oh, he didn't say yes. He didn't say no. And I see a big problem in that. I think she's the problem and not him. There's a reason why she allowed him to move in and that she's paying the rent and everything. She didn't care about that before.
But she's still not making that a thing now.
She told him, I pay rent and everything. Don't ask me about my brother.
She didn't say that.
No, yeah, I didn't hear that either.
Oh, you guys added that?
No, you added that.
I didn't even say that. You guys said that when we rewind it back. You guys said that.
She just said, like...
At the end of the day, I'm the one that pays
the
rent. Right here.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not a shot. That's facts.
But he responded and she called him a narcissist. No?
No.
No, because he makes stuff about himself.
She's starting to feel like he's a narcissist who wants to control who she invites into her space.
Yeah.
That's what she feels.
I don't know.
And I understand
I feel like you
that.
Should get your homes before you start inviting people in. I think she moved about it wrong, and he needs to step up and start, like,
this is
saying,
also,
like, what his problem is, because she said that he's not saying anything.
This is...
But I want to argue with you.
Okay.
If I ask you, can I bring my brother over, and you don't respond, how is that me moving about it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring your brother?
No, not yet.
Oh, so then we good.
Yeah, but now I
not
have.
Yet.
If
I'm saying,
you ask me, can I bring my brother, and I don't tell you anything, and you bring it, you're wrong.
No, you're yes, wrong.
I am too. I didn't say I was right.
I'm not wrong. You're wrong. Why would I be
you're wrong?
Because you asked me, so that means that you know that this is a situation bringing somebody into our home.
Yeah.
That's the courtesy thing to do.
Well, it's not courtesy. That's what you're supposed to do.
No, it's the right thing to do.
Nah, that's
so you. So
that's different. That's different.
But you also see, so
different. No, it's not courtesy, and the right thing to do is different.
You also said it's your brother. We're not gonna do that.
What?
We're not gonna kick your brother to the curb. You said that.
But that's why I said I never said he was right.
No. But why is she wrong when you agree? I'm not okay with this, but it's your fucking brother.
Because the conversation was still never had.
Because you didn't have it. Because
you didn't answer it.
Neither one of y'all had the conversation.
I tried to. You didn't.
Yeah. I don't know if I tried to.
I asked you.
Asked you, can he move in? I didn't say, hey, look, my brother's having a hard time. Is there any way that you think we can move him in? What should happen?
Well, you don't know what the conversation was.
But that's what I'm saying. Neither do you guys.
Yeah, but at the end of the day.
I'm only going by what she said. Either, all she asked him is, can he move in?
Yeah, either way, that's a you didn't respond.
But to me, that's a response.
It's not, though.
If you were okay with it, you would have been like, yeah. If you didn't respond, I'm going to go back and be like, yo, you didn't tell me yes or no, so it's probably a no. Why? What's going on? Why do you have something against him? Is it because of the last thing that happened?
Why do I have to approach you again about something that you didn't say?
Because you want the person to come in.
So since you didn't speak, now they're coming in.
Yeah. Why do
See, to me,
why,
that's
wait,
wrong because
wait,
we
wait,
both
wait.
Live there.
Wait, question. Hold on.
So you should have said something.
Exactly.
I just told you that him not responding is a response.
Who cares what you think? It's not true.
It's
so
not
then why are you asking
wait,
me?
Wait, wait, wait.
It's not true.
But I can say the same thing to everything that y'all saying.
No.
Who cares what y'all saying? It's not true.
No.
It is true. I asked you. That's a fact.
Can I ask something?
You're going to do some girl shit.
No, I'm not. No, because the point of the matter is, You had touched on it. I came to you with a question.
I get that.
You gave me
he
no response.
He is wrong for not giving
speak.
A response.
Let me
we
speak.
All agree.
Let me,
I just want to make sure that
she's
that's
not wrong for it.
I hear you. Why do I,
have
the person who
pays
gave
the
question, forget that.
No, forget
who
that.
Who gave
that
the question,
matter.
Why do I need to come to you
again
for your feelings more when you had no decency or respect to even give me a yes or no answer?
Okay, so to me, you don't respect your partner.
You don't respect me. I asked you a question and you couldn't even give me the decency of saying yes or no.
I think that's reach.
That's not
yes,
a reach.
Yes, 100%.
I think
that's
a
reach.
I think
that's 100% a reach.
I think you complaining about it, I think if let's say I was the person, I'm the other guy, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't respond, I think me complaining about it is disrespectful.
Yes.
After.
Yes,
100%. I don't think it's a I owe you the DC to respond.
That's why I said he's
fuck
wrong,
out
too.
Of here.
Well, we know he's wrong.
Yeah.
I said both of them are wrong. That's why you guys, I was making sure that you said that.
In my scenario, she's not wrong for bringing her brother.
No, that's not. No. That's why I wanted to clarify.
You just said that. You said this is our house.
Okay,
let
me clarify my point.
For bringing him in.
Okay, let me clarify my point. She's not wrong because I started this conversation by saying that's her brother.
Yeah.
So she's not wrong for helping out her family. She's wrong for not having the conversation and then still bringing him in. I don't care if she tried to once.
Yes, you do.
Let me finish. I think if it was me, I would try to have that conversation again. I wouldn't just move the person in because there was already a person that had moved in and it was an issue. So I'm not going to act like this is going to be peachy. No, I get it. This is my brother. I want to move him in. Matter of fact, I'm going to move him in.
That's not what happened, though.
No, listen. I'm talking about me.
That's not what happened, though.
All right, forget it.
You're talking about you, but that's not what happened.
I'm just trying to give my point so that you guys can understand what I'm trying to say.
I understand what you're saying.
But you still changed it. You changed the point.
It's still the same point.
No, it's not because
you
said I'm
going to
move him in regardless. That's not what happened, though.
No, but hold on. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
She moved him in regardless.
I went to speak to you. Okay. You didn't respond. It's not regardless.
So you moved him in regardless if we had the conversation or not. That's what I was saying.
I tried to have the conversation. You didn't have it. I did.
But the conversation, you tried to have it. It didn't happen. I get
that. That's your problem. Not
I
mine.
Understand that.
So
can
I'm
I,
not wrong for
so
that.
So then what are you arguing?
I'm trying to tell you guys.
I heard you.
You didn't. You changed it. You said regardless,
no.
I'm going to move him in. That never happened.
She did it.
No, it wasn't a regardless of what you say, though.
Do you know what regardless
That's not true.
Means? That means whether we had the conversation or not,
No, you're saying yes or no.
Tell him. I'm not saying she told him, yo, regardless, I'm moving him in.
But that's what you said you would say.
Hold on.
But that wasn't the story.
All right. Regardless, she moved him in, whether she said that or not. That's what I was trying to say. Okay. I get that you were taking a literal hold on.
So you're saying they were both wrong?
I've said that since the beginning. Because the conversation didn't happen. I wasn't saying she was wrong for bringing her brother in. I wasn't saying he was right for not answering and having the
previous
thing. That makes no sense.
It's literally a contradiction.
The conversation didn't happen. She asked him, and he didn't do it. I think they're both wrong. Well, he's wrong in that situation first because he didn't give her a response. Agreed?
Yeah.
Then now I think she's wrong for now just bringing him in regardless of the conversation happening or not. Because she said that this was an issue with a previous person.
Okay.
That's why I think it's wrong. I think she should have been like, yo, this conversation, no matter what, has to happen because it was an issue before. It's going to be an issue again. That's why I think both of them are wrong, because the conversation did not happen. And I feel like y'all saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
I know you guys are, oh, yeah, but she went up to him and said, yeah, I want to do this. And
yeah.
I get that the conversation didn't happen then. Did she try to bring it up? Maybe it was a bad time. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
It don't matter. You don't like someone living in our house, you should say something.
Mm-hmm. But what if he said that with the other one? She said that that was a problem with the other one.
Yeah.
So if I didn't like it then, and now you're bringing it in again. So
brother, it's a different story, though.
You're expecting me to be a mind reader.
No, I'm not. Yeah. No, see, yes, keep because going back look, forget it.
So then, let me. All right, so then, good. I'm getting frustrated. Perfect. So then, listen.
No.
So then, walk out.
Because I'm trying.
Because if
just,
you're gonna shut down and not have the
you
conversation,
you keep saying the same thing.
You're changing my word, and
we're not.
Okay, but maybe I'm saying that. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. But I'm trying to relay my point, and y'all keep going back to only literal. I don't care about the literal stuff.
But that's what else do you care about? You're making shit up, and then saying you only care about the literal stuff.
But yeah. I didn't make anything up. They didn't have the conversation, and I'm saying I think they're both wrong because the conversation wasn't had.
You guys are saying
that only he's wrong.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm so just what's saying the that problem I think both of them are wrong.
All right.
But you guys are attacking me.
Ha!
There's no way y'all gonna do this.
We're
gonna rewind the camera.
You can rewind it.
Y'all didn't even let me get my point across for 20 minutes.
You've been speaking your point for 20 minutes.
I've been trying, but trying to redo it because I keep hanging on to one or two words.
Okay, we haven't even spoken. You're still saying we're attacking you.
I've been listening to you. I've been acknowledging you. Mm-hmm. And I've been agreeing with you where I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with you in certain aspects.
Yeah. Of course. That's okay, fine. Then.
So the point where
so
I
what the
don't
hell are
agree
you mad
you
about?
Exactly.
You guys were saying that I was adding mass stuff.
You did. You said regardless, I would have moved my brother in. That wasn't the case. That's what I was adding to.
But we were talking about me. I was like, if
you made it about you. We wasn't talking about
know,
you. You
on.
Did that.
All right, so let me just clarify that point for you.
Okay. You did that.
Let me just clarify the point. Hold on.
You moved the goal, but you clarified the goal four times already. You clarified your point. We get your point.
No, because you don't understand where I was going with that point because I didn't finish it. That's what I'm trying to say.
But I didn't care where you was going because it doesn't matter because that's not what happened.
You don't know where it was going.
Who cares? This is not what happened. And then you keep doing that weight shit.
Because I want to make sure that I'm processing. I want to say your point back to you so you understand.
Why? We heard it four times.
I want him to feel heard and understood.
Thank you.
That's
why? It's not even his situation.
Hold on. All right, that's fine. But your point is they are both wrong.
Yes.
She, don't, let me just clear.
I got you.
Let me
I'm
just
only
going to
do yes or no. If I say no, then we got to stop because then that means you're not understanding me.
Exactly.
I got you.
All right?
Yes or no. Got you.
So she should have got gotten a verbal understanding from him and what he felt.
No.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm at no already.
Okay, so
that's what you said, though.
Why I was saying maybe my words are...
That's what you said.
Okay, Cheeks, I understand that. Maybe my words are wrong. What I'm trying to say in my head, maybe it didn't come out correctly.
So not a verbal understanding? Then what type of is that?
I said a conversation had to have happened.
Yeah.
That's what I just
said. Yeah, that's exactly what Malaysia said.
Before the brother had moved in.
Okay, so I heard something else. Continue. Why did you say no? You don't think a conversation should happen? Because didn't we
I think
agree?
She tried to have a conversation
That's
and he
different.
Didn't.
She said that she thinks a conversation should happen. Yes or no? Should a conversation happen? Not that she tried or not. No. Should a conversation happen?
I think I think the way she approached it, that's the way it should
that's
have
not
happened.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't care what you're asking.
But that's literally what you just did to me.
Yes, a conversation should have
happened.
That's
all I'm asking.
He didn't have the conversation.
I agree. So he's wrong.
She's not.
Yes.
Exactly.
She's not wrong in any scenario in my story.
Okay.
All right.
So I understand that.
So perfect.
But I just wanted to make sure that we all understood that I didn't think she was wrong right there. That's why I feel like you guys keep telling me that I'm not saying
you're
that.
Saying that she went and asked him and she should have asked him again because he didn't reply and the reply was an answer.
I think the conversation, whether she asked him, any conversation should have happened before she brought him in.
Okay, yeah. I disagree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I felt like me approaching you off the first time.
Was me having a conversation with
you. You should have told me how you felt from the get. And me.
And he's wrong for that. So you think by him saying no, you should just be like, I am doing whatever I want. And that's why I said, so regardless of what he says, she did it anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I say she's wrong.
I will say she's right. Wrong in that aspect.
No, you're not.
Thank you. That's all I'm trying to say because it don't make sense to me.
I will say that. But I will say.
What are you saying? She's wrong. I want to hear what you're saying. I don't hear what you're saying no more. I want to hear what you're saying.
I felt like she was wrong for moving her brother in general.
Oh, so that's two different conversations
now. In general. I do think she was wrong for that. I do think so. But I validate her. I validate her decision because she approached
him. So she
was
right.
Yes. I felt like I came to you.
That's where I'm confused. She was wrong for moving her brother in, but she was right for moving her brother in?
Yeah. I felt like, because.
That's not my point. If that's what you think my point.
No, I know your point, and I disagree with your point. Yeah. That's why you keep telling me. All right,
that's fine.
And I disagree with it. So, and I disagree with your first point.
Well, no, I kept saying it because I felt like I wasn't getting it out. I feel like you guys didn't understand.
No, I understood your point.
But if that's where you thought I was going, then I understand there is
no. That's not what you thought you was going, right?
What I thought you were going was exactly what Cheeks reiterated. That you felt like she was supposed to take his silence as an answer and read your mind about how you feel.
Not read your mind, then approach you again when you was ready to have a conversation.
Because of what happened in the past.
Okay, so we're doing, you know, the end. We ended the thing with a quote. Okay. You have yours?
Yep. Okay. Like a diamond.
In the sky.
Like a diamond.
Oh, that's spider.
You are created from pressure. Every obstacle you go through strengthens you.
It turns you into a diamond.
It turns you into beautiful.
Oh.
It's a beauty. I made that one myself.
And that should make
you didn't make that up yourself. That's like an actual quote.
It just is.
Didn't have it verbatim. Now
exactly. So I made it myself.
That's pretty good.
Go ahead.
Sometimes the only sanctuary you really have is yourself.
Okay.
That shit was crazy.
Let's go. That sounded like some shit from The Punisher. What the hell was that?
So learn to love yourself and be comfortable at the real home.
I like that. God, what was your
one? Because.
Shut up.
You don't always have to wait until Halloween to give treats to the tricks.
All right. And that note, guys, thank you for tuning in to That's Your Reality. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and if you're listening.
Because tricks
keep coming
are
back.
For kids.
All righty.
Silly rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't gotta be.
No, shut up already.
Peace.